very much for bringing that up. I didn't have time to touch on that in my comments. But, you know, obviously, technology has sometimes been a tremendous force towards progress. And when that has happened, I think history teaches us, is precisely when there was a balance between state and society, in particular, embedded in democratic institutions or other institutions that enabled bottom-up participation of regular people, ordinary people in politics. That sort of participation was an integral element that ensured technology did not go in a fully automation or fully elite-favoring direction. So moving into the future, the same sort of balance between state and society, the narrow corridor or democratic institutions broadly construed, are critical. But I also worry, both in the narrow corridor, and my concerns have intensified in my writings and in my thinking, that the effects of AI technologies, precisely because of the reasons that Shoshana also articulated, as they concentrate data and power in the hands of a few actors, are actually quite threatening to the lifeblood of democracy, and ominously precisely when we need democracy more than ever, because we need to redirect technological change that can only happen in a productive way via democratic processes.